Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zuffa zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaithier and Spencer Kirksey.
Meatloaf. The meatloaf, Ma. I never wondered what she's doing back there. Where's the meatloaf, Ma? No meatloaf tonight. This is K-Zombies Radio. What's going on? My name is Matthew. My buddy Spencer is not with me tonight. Spencer is at a prior engagement with his girlfriend. Hey, that doesn't sound right. They're not getting engaged yet. They're at some sort of a thing for her school, and he's just being a good man, so he's out there supporting her tonight. But I am joined by the wonderful, weird, twangy, strange sometimes, kind of creepy, Miss Kari Richardson. And Kari, how are you?
Well, I'm absolutely wonderful and happy to be back on.
Well, of course, we love having you on. Plus, you know, there's just nobody else that wants to do this show with me. I have a pretty good Tennessee of Chase and Away co-host, so it's just pretty much bottom of the barrel these days.
Oh, thank you. You're being so sweet already.
No, it's always fun to have you on here. We have a good time, and Spencer's a good dude, man. He's supporting his girl, like I said, and can't hate on that. I could joke, but when it comes down to it, I'd do the same thing if I had to. So, fortunately, I don't have to. My girl's out of town for the weekend, so I'm flying solo. I'm sitting back. I'm just doing dude stuff, which it's actually kind of just been nothing. I tried to watch a movie last night and passed out like an old man, like I would if she would have been here. So it seems to be that I do the same kind of crap whether my girl's around or not. So, but I think, I don't know if it's because I can't take late nights anymore, or is it because the movie sucked? Because the movie kind of sucked. It was Anchorman 2. You know, I was looking forward to it because Anchorman 1 was just classic. And it kind of sucked. So, I fell asleep. I have no idea what happened, and I really don't even care. So, oh, well. Anyways, it's Thursday night. It's K-Zombies Radio, and enough of that garbage. We're going to have a kind of a laid-back night tonight since Spencer's not with us. I'm not going to lie. I kind of slacked this weekend on putting everything together. And so, luckily, you know, Kari was able to join me tonight, and we're gonna have a couple guys on we've had on before. We're going to talk to Tony Murphy here in a little bit. He's got a fight coming up tomorrow night, I believe a main event middleweight title fight at Wesley Chapel Fight Night 7. So I know Tony, that dude's pumped. I guarantee the adrenaline's already flowing. The emotions are high, and he's ready to go. I know weigh-ins were great. He was weighing 185 on the dot, if I'm not mistaken. So I know that by now his wonderful girlfriend's mother has probably got his stomach full of some delicious food, and he's probably nice, relaxed, but don't let that fool you. Tony is always fired up, and Tony is always ready to go. Tony is bout it, and that dude is the physical representation of bout it at all times. So I'm excited to have Tony back on the show. And then if you guys haven't got sick of Chris Big Boy yet, you might get sick of him now. So we're going to be joined by Big Boy tonight. The difference being that every time Big Boy's been on the show, he's always promoting some event, and he's always pushing something that's coming up here in the Florida MMA scene. He's always paying it forward. He's always promoting everybody's shows and helping out. And finally tonight we get to sit down with Big Boy and talk about his own fight. So I'm super pumped about that. He's fighting next weekend. Let me see the exact date. April 12th. Hold on, I had it right here in front of me. Saturday, April 12th, Atlas Fights in Mobile, Alabama. It's called Battle on Mobile Bay. And he's got a – I know he's pretty pumped, you know, because he had kind of gone into retirement and decided to kind of step away from fighting and focus more on promoting, matchmaking, Team Big Boy down there at Tigers World and doing all that kind of stuff. So he decided, though, you know, he was missing, you know, that fire, I guess. That fire never stops burning. These guys, you know, some of these guys, they have that fire, and he's still a young dude and still has a lot to give in the cage, and he's decided to come out of retirement. He's fighting up there on Paul Dominich's show, Atlas Fights, and it's going to be a good fight. You know, it's going to be a good event. I believe his opponent, let me see here, I believe his opponent is Chase Sherman, heavyweight fight, obviously, and looking to be like it's going to be third or fourth fight on that fight card, so we'll talk to him a little bit later about that, as well as some other stuff, you know, a possible Mount Rushmore, like a major committee of Florida MMA promoters coming together here in Florida MMA, which I cannot begin to say how excited I am about this because of the potential. I think that if these guys work together, if these promoters come together and start helping each other's out, shows out, Florida MMA is going to be on another level. It is going to blow away every other state out there, and nobody's going to be able to touch us. So I'm pumped about that opportunity and that possibility of that coming together. And I just found out, oh, man, I know I'm talking here and I haven't even given Kari a chance to say much. I just found out my boy Dervin Lopez is on that same fight card. Oh, man. Hell, yeah. Dervin Pioneer Lopez, had I known this, I would have contacted him about being on the show this week. I am such a bum. I am sorry, Dervin. I don't know if this is gonna get back to you, Dervin, but I do apologize. I should have been on top of this so that you could have been on the show tonight, man. You know, I got mad love for Dervin Lopez. Dang, now that I look at his fight card, I feel like an idiot. Cam Killaman Taylor out of Gracie Tampa, Billy Quarantillo out of Gracie Tampa, David Mundell out of Gracie Tampa. Man, there's some big names on this fight card. All right, anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself here, and I'm totally blowing Kari out of the water. I'm sorry, sweetheart. You still there? You still with me?
I am here. Way to slack. Jeez.
I slack here. I'm sitting here having a conversation with myself.
No, you're fine.
Man, I'm just like I'm sorry. I forgot that I even had somebody else with me right now. listen, let's give some shout outs to the sponsors we have. I do apologize. I'll give you a chance to talk. I do want you to know. I think the last time. You filled in for Spencer a few months back, and we talked briefly about the issue in Louisiana with them banning fighters, female fighters that have breast implants, but then putting out a waiver form saying that they could fight as long as they had this waiver form filled out by so and so and so and so. I'm pretty sure that you were on with me that night. Well, I did contact the person in charge of the MMA side of the commission out there. And possibly trying to set up an interview with him. So if that does come to fruition, I'll make sure that you're on that interview because I know you were quite interested in that when we spoke about that.
Very much so. I would love to be on in that interview. That's just, to me, I don't know if it's just me as a woman or me is looking at it as an athlete or as a fan, but I have a lot of issues with that, actually. So very interested to hear what he has to say if he comes on.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's see here. Let me give shout outs to our sponsors real quick, and then we'll run down a few things before we're gonna get on with Tony Murphy about 10:15. Let me run down our sponsors real quick. First and foremost, we got AOL MMA Valley Auto Auction. Make sure you can check out these companies tomorrow night at Wesley Chapel Fight Night 7 at the HCC, which is Hillsborough Community College. I think it's called the Trinkle Center. It's out in Plant City, Florida. It's going to be Wesley Chapel Fight Night 7. It's going to be a big night of fights going down out there tomorrow night. Tony Murphy's on that fight card. Cheyenne Velissimus is fighting on that fight card. Nick Baker, new to the area here, he's fighting on that fight card. It's going to be a great night of fights, being matchmaked by John Prisco of the XFC. And a lot of work going into it. I know the sanctioning body, I believe it's MMA Global Solutions, owned by Paul Dominich, will be sanctioning that event. Michael Gattuso from Global Fighting Solutions, I believe, will be in the house tomorrow night doing a lot of stuff, helping out. So it's going to be a great night of fights. I will obviously be there as well, as I am at most of the Florida shows. But so check them out tomorrow night. We got BrawlBase.com, CrossroaderClothing.com, AllOutFightShop.com, GameChangerClothing.com, Persist Headwear. I always end up saying hardware. It's Persist Headwear. Jax Media Canada for your best internet logo, web designs, anything you need online. Check out Jax Media Canada. ProAmBelts.com for the best belts anywhere on the planet. I can attest to that. I carry one with me everywhere I go. And Intimidation Clothing. Impose your will. Check out Intimidation Clothing and IntimidationClothing.com or IntimidationMMA.com. Either one is your source for all intimidation news. Now, typically we're joined by an XFC guest every week. We do not have an XFC guest this evening, as they wanted to hold off on putting anybody on shows this week because there is a potential major news coming out. I would like to take this time now to speculate over that news because I have been anxiously waiting to hear from the XFC for months now, as we have just gotten into April here and have not seen much from the XFC. They've had great success down in Brazil with XFCI 1, 2, and 3. XFC International 3 actually just took place this last weekend. And I know Luis Sapo Santos delivered probably one of the best head kick knockouts I've ever seen. Front kick knockout, in fact. So even better than head kick. Front kick knockout. One of the best I've ever seen. It took all, when Anderson front kicked Vitor, it took some shots afterwards to finish the fight. Sapo's front kick was one single kick. Put his opponent out, fight over, enough said, period, end of statement. And it was just amazing. I got the chance to catch it the next day or so. They put up video, and it was amazing. So it was awesome. So, but I would like to speculate that there have been some wondering that if the XFC was having an issue landing a TV deal, because I guess their deal with Axis ran out, and they had, none of this is confirmed, this is kind of just speculation. They were kind of, it's been waiting a little bit before announcing anything, so I'm going to guess that possibly they've landed a TV deal and are going to be able to break that news soon. So obviously with the XFC, when anything breaks with them, we have it out. We have the news out to everybody as soon as possible. So be looking to see that and hopefully finding out something big, man. Maybe coming to getting into even more homes and more TV channels and hopefully we'll see the XFC announcing their U.S. schedule very, very soon, because I know they're doing half the shows here in Florida, and I'm a bit excited for that one. So so no XFC guests this week, but we'll be looking forward to hearing hopefully some major news coming from them very, very soon. Dang, I just haven't stopped talking since we said go.
It's good. So, that's what Radio
is. Kari passed out from her honey bourbon, and that's it.
No.
And yeah, Durbin just got back to me. I hit him up. He's fighting on his card next weekend, man. I feel like I let him down a little bit, because I love Durbin Lopez. After his last fight, man, the dude came up, snuck up behind me, and gave me a big kiss on the cheek, and I'm like, who is this? I turn around, and it's Durbin. I can't help but hug him, and I got mad love for the dude. But, yeah, so he is that's a pretty sick fight card, man. That's going down, like I said, at Mobile, Alabama next weekend. Let's see real quick. Before we get into Tony Murphy, I better go ahead and give Tony Murphy a call. All right, Kari, you got to take over here for a minute. I'm going to go give Tony a call. And so hopefully you got something you could promo. You got something coming up in your area, go ahead and promo it now. I'm going to jump behind the scenes to give Tony a call.
Well, one thing that I do have going on is I just became an ambassador for Rise Up Against Bullying through Redemption Martial Arts. It's a nonprofit organization that has several fighters that would have been on some of MMA Madhouse's shows, Cage Zombies in particular. It's a great cause. They are on Instagram. They are on Facebook. They are on Twitter. Please find them. Please follow them. Show your support. Show your support for the professional and amateur fighters that are also backing this cause. just do what you can. Please, please, please. It's, everybody in your life has at some point been a bully, affected by bullying, or knows somebody affected by bullying. So this is nothing but something that will help everybody in and around you. As far as events in this area, Hard Rock MMA has one coming up in Louisville, Kentucky. We have, let's see, I think it's RFS. Let me look this here. We have RFS tomorrow.
All right, I am back.
Yay.
We have Tony Murphy in the queue, bringing him live. We are good to go. We got Tony Murphy live with us. Tony, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, y'all? I'm doing good. I'm better now that I got a meal and some fluids in me.
No, that's what I just said that a few minutes ago. I said, you know, I know that you had the weigh-ins earlier, and both of you guys were on weight. I saw some of the pics, and I said by now I'm sure he's got a stomach full of Cheyenne's mom's delicious food, and he's probably relaxing and having a good time.
Oh yeah, she can definitely cook. And when we walked in the door, I mean, it was pasta after bread after this that, and you know, the dessert. I tried to stay away from that. By that time, I was already full, but.
Right on, man. So weigh-ins went good. Both you and your opponent were on weight, ready to go.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, it was kind of a. I'm in better shape right now than I've ever been, but this was actually kind of a tougher cut. I got in there and, you know, I started cutting weight today. You know, my last 9 pounds, I think, or eight or something like that. And, you know, the first four came off right away. And then, you know, every fighter, wrestler, boxer knows, man, you just plateau and you just sit there at, like, you know, your final 2 pounds forever. But finally I got it off, so.
Now you're coming off of a couple big fights out in Vegas. You know, your last two fights being for Tough Enough Future Stars. You got the one that you take on a matter of, you know, you took the fight at the weigh-ins, and then you go back out. You get invited back out there because they liked what they saw from you, and you end up getting a win out there. When they say that, you know, the word is from people that people who travel from out of state don't get wins in Vegas. And you and Cheyenne both went out there and came back with wins this last time around. So how does fighting on a big stage like that kind of prepare you just for everything? I mean, it's got to kind of up your game a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's actually funny that you say that, because I was just talking to Sean about that a couple of days ago, and I was just thinking about that again today while I was sitting there cutting weight. And, you know, every fighter gets a little nerves. We talked about that last time on the show. And, you know, as bad as I'd like to say I am, I still get nervous. But, you know, like you said, fighting on a stage level like that, I fought in front of Wanderlei Silva, Randy Couture, you know, a lot of agents that work with Dana White himself. So, you know, to be able to fight in front of them and be able to perform, it's, you know, I'm not saying that Jared Hayes is not a top contender. I know the dude's going to be tough. It's going to be a great fight. But what I'm saying is it's almost as if I'm stepping down a little bit, not trying to downgrade anything in Florida. I mean, we got it going on here, too. There's a lot of tough athletes here, a lot of tough fighters. I'm just saying that when you compete at a level like that over Las Vegas, mentally it makes you believe you can fight anywhere and you know, perform well.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke, man. And you said it best. I couldn't say it any better. How's Cheyenne? You know, everything good with her weighing and her opponent, too?
Oh, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hey, how you feeling? You going to whoop at? You going to whoop butt tomorrow? Yeah? I got them on the phone right now. So you want to tell them, hey?
Hey, I'm listening to you guys actually right now.
Hey, Cheyenne, how you doing? The power, the Florida's MMA power couple.
Hey, Matthew. Are
you feeling good, Cheyenne?
Yes, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing very good. You're going to kick ass tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And he's ready. And we're just, you know, resting tonight put on a big show.
I know the disappointment that was on your face last time around when the fight didn't happen, and I hated seeing that because I know how ready you were for that fight. You got a little bit extra, like a desire for this fight, kind of take out that frustration on this opponent.
She's a really nice lady. You know, I went up to her after we weighed in. I said, you know, listen, thank you so much for stepping up, because you know, just like a week and a half ago, I thought I wasn't even going to be fighting, you know, nobody stepped up. And I just thanked her. She was really nice, and she actually found out about Stephanie Alba dropping out. She asked me about that, and I told her, I was like, you know, as a boxer and, you know, you're a fighter, you don't just step down out of a fight because you don't feel good, you're tired. And she goes, exactly. She goes, as a fighter, you don't do that. So she was really cool, you know, but I still want to beat her, so, you know. Well, here's Tony.
That's very cool.
I'm going to listen to you guys on the internet.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
See, you guys, just because she's prettier than me, she always got to steal the spotlight. It's my time when you're in that house.
No, man, don't worry about that. I'm going to give the edge to you on looks just a little bit.
Oh, man, no, I appreciate it. I've been trying to sharpen up my skill a little bit.
Now, let's talk. I mean, I don't think people understand, and I don't want to go – I don't want to dive into, like, into your childhood, into growing up, nothing like that. I don't want to get personal because I want to focus on this fight. But talk a little bit, just a little bit about the background of Tony Murphy and what's brought you to this point today and what's got you prepared for this fight tomorrow night.
Oh, man, I mean, it all, you know, it goes back a long way. I mean, we could sit here and talk all day. We might as well brew up some coffee, too. But, I mean, everybody has their own story, and every fighter has their own story. You know, there's nothing special about Tony Murphy just because I have this unique lifestyle that I live that I believe, you know, toughened me up and prepared me for what I'm doing now. But, you know, growing up, you know, I'm not going to say dirt poor. You know, I had a roof over my head, and, you know, my father did everything he could do. You know, my parents divorced when I was real young, and then, you know, going back and forth state to state, and then two developing their own families, and me being in the middle, kind of the only child, and, you know, just that kind of thing there. And then, you know, when I lived with my mother, there was situations with me and her, you know, and I'm not going to get deep into that, but she wasn't doing too well. She had me when she was 17, so she was young and doing stupid things as I was growing up. And, you know, so the streets were really, you know, whether, you know, adults like it or agree with it, the streets are really, you know, as Tupac said, I guess, show me love. I mean, that's the only way you can really put it, because out there I was getting respect, and I had friends, and I felt, you know, wanted, you know what I mean? I had people that I could call, and they'd be there on the drop of a dime. And, you know, some of the things that I had to go through, you know, to survive was, you know, fighting was one big thing right there. I mean, you know, and some people don't live on the side of town where some of us do, so they don't understand that. They think it's stupid. Oh, yeah, whatever, y'all think you're bad. No, it has nothing to do with that, but it's either stand up for yourself or you can take a butt-whooping, or, I mean, you can, you know, be nobody. And for me, it was always just a battle, fight your way out. And then in high school, you know, I had 3-4 jobs at once, still going to school. And, you know, I always maintained my grades. They weren't the best, but I graduated. And, you know, I was always a good athlete. I mean, I made first-team all-county in football and wrestling the same year. So, you know, I like to see myself as a hard worker. I'm not going to say I always made the right decisions, but, you know, whatever I did prepared me for the man I am today. And I'd like to say I'm a pretty damn good man.
Yeah, right on, man. And you've showed – such great consistency in the cage, whether win or loss. You know, you've got, you've lost some fights, you've won some fights, but no matter what, each time that I've seen you out, each video I've watched, you come out, you put on a show, you've taken on big-time opponents. For the longest time, you had the title of being the only person to defeat David Mundell, which was a big thing because Mundell had run through a lot of people, and in your first match out, you know, you took him, you were able to beat him. You know, you've taken on Bobby Tucker, you've taken, you know, both opponents out in Vegas, big-time opponents. You've had these big fights throughout the time, fought for a bunch of different promotions here in Florida, you know, obviously traveled out to Vegas a few times, putting together quite an amateur record. How do you feel in the long run this is going to kind of make you a better pro when you finally have reached that stage?
You know, that is probably the best thing you could have brought up, because I try to, you know, not that I'm a coach or I try to get in other people's business as a fighter, but you know, that's the biggest thing is, like, everyone's worried about their amateur record and everyone's worried about who they're going to fight and this and that. You know, one thing they need to do, first of all, is just shut their mouth and realize you are an amateur. I'm an amateur. You're an amateur. We're all amateurs right here. If you're an amateur and you're not a pro, you don't pick your fights. You fight anyone. That's how you do it. When you wrestled in high school, you didn't pick who you were going to wrestle at the tournament. You wrestled everybody, and if you made it to the finals, you wrestled the best. And for me, you know, I want to fight, you know, big-time pro one day. I want to be good. And if you're going to be good and you're going to be prepared to fight them animals that you see on TV, the only way to do it is to fight the best early. You know, for these guys that sit here with their 3-0 and their 5-0 records because they've beaten nobody, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but go ahead, go pro. I see a lot of guys, they get 5 amateur fights, and they're like, I'm going pro. Go ahead and go pro and see what happens. Get that head knocked off one good time, you know what I mean? And, you know, you talk about when I beat David Mundell, that was probably the best thing for my career that could have kick-started. And David Mundell is a great fighter. Whether he likes me, I like him, whatever. You know, it doesn't take someone with great eyesight to see that the man knows how to do MMA. And for, you know, me to beat him turn around and beat me, no matter what happened, it definitely kick-started my career because after that, that's when it really started to blow up for me. And I just believe you should go in there and fight anyone. You know, we're fighters, and I don't believe in picking your fights. You fight, you know, who's among the ranks with you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, Kari, you got anything you want to jump in and ask Tony?
I mean, you're pretty much covering it all because when I started doing some research, what I noticed as well was from the childhood on and what you had overcame to become where you are now, which is something that I absolutely respect, the fact that you and Cheyenne are just going to take the MMA world by storm. I respect and love, and I just want to say best of luck to you both, and I cannot wait.
Hey, we appreciate it very much.
Right now, let's focus here on your training for this fight. Now, you guys have both kind of transitioned primarily to training at AOL MMA. I know you guys do a little bit, I think, at the UFC gym Clearwater as well. But what has the addition to the AOL MMA training helped to establishing your game?
Oh man, AOL it's been a great thing. I mean, I can't stress that enough. And, you know, I'm not just trying to sit here and promote the event. Working with Ingrid and Frankie, for me and Cheyenne, first of all, just to be, me and her to be a couple and training together. Now, obviously, I'm 200 pounds. She, you know, don't tell her I told you, but she was in there. But she's about, you know, on a good day, she's about a good 125, 130 sometimes. And, you know, obviously we can't roll and box and train together. We can push each other. But when we go to AOL, you know, I'm rolling around with Frankie, black belt. You know, he's an Olympian in judo, jiu-jitsu. He's a beast. The dude can lift some mad weights, too, which I love doing. And then you got Ingrid, who is an animal and is Cheyenne's weight, and they fought before. So they have a little history. And, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is the chemistry already hit it off. I mean, it was within a week, and it was almost as if us four knew each other for years. I mean, it was, you know, I think in the first week I accidentally landed on top of Frankie and split his eye wide open. And from that moment on, we just knew that, you know, we were going to be good partners for each other. I know that sounds weird, but, I mean, we just knew. And training with them has been excellent. I mean, the technique that Frankie brings from Brazil where he trained when he was young, the endurance, cardio training, all that. I mean, I don't want to get cocky, but I'm telling anyone out there as far as cardio and strength training, I'm sorry, but there ain't nothing out there that's got anything on what Frankie puts together for us. I mean, we train hard. And it's been the best thing for me because I've never trained that hard for anything.
Right. And I mean, I think that goes a long way because you've trained with some great people. You know, you trained for a long time. You were with Team SPMF out of St. Pete, and nobody at Team SPMF is a slouch. These guys, that team is a real top-notch, formidable opponent guys out there. You know, you've trained with a lot of really big-time, tough people, and I think that says a lot about the team, the establishment that they've got at AOL with Frankie, with Ingrid, and the great stuff that they're doing out there in Wesley Chapel and the stuff that they're the good things that they're doing for your career in the process.
Oh, no doubt, man. And you know, you brought up SPMF, and I still love all them guys. Me and Knox actually work together, and he's still training, doing his thing. And, you know, them boys are just rugged, and that was the best. You know, I'll always claim SPMF because that's where I got my foot in the door, my start. And if it wasn't for them taking someone like me that had, you know, no money, working at a gas station, you know, graveyard shift, walking all the way home, you know, 5-6 miles, if it wasn't for them taking me in, none of this would be what it is right now for me. And you talk about some boys that can get after it. Now, whether or not the greatest fighters in the world, whatever, but I tell you right now, every one of them boys will get after it.
They work. Those guys come out ready to fight every time. You know, in Knox's last fight, it didn't go his way, but he put on a great show, and I thought for a while he had the fight. You know, just didn't go his way that night, but, you know, each time I see an SPMF guy on a fight card, I'm like, okay, you know, I know there's going to be a good fight tonight because these guys don't come out and try and just, you know, skate their way through a fight. These guys come out and put on fights. And I think that's a great
testament. Well, I can speak for all of them to say that, you know, we definitely appreciate that, because I'll tell you one thing, that's one thing that them boys do care about. I mean, I know winning is why we all compete. That is what we want to do, is win. But the one thing that matters to them boys over there, and even myself still today, is just bring it, man. Like I said, you know, just be tough. Be the name that people remember. I mean, I'm not saying go out and try to lose everyone, but You know, you even brought up, and I tell people too, I'm a 500 fighter. I ain't got no undefeated record. I tell you right now, I'll spoil your night, you know.
Yeah, so. Right on, man. Well, listen, I want to add just one last thing before we let you go, man, and that's just how do you want tomorrow's fight to go down?
Well, you know, I got to be selfish and say I definitely want to win, but – you know, I just hope it's a good fight. I seen Jared. I seen a couple videos. I know the dude's tough. I can tell he's tough. He made a good weight cut, you know, and he trains with some of the best around this area. And, you know, everyone knows Bamboo. He's no stranger. So as far as me, the way I want the fight to go down is, you know, both of us injury-free. Just bring it out there, and hopefully me and him get fight tonight. No matter what happens, I want everyone to be like, I remember them two the most out of everybody here. And Cheyenne will probably get mad for that one, but
hey, I got a shout out for you. Daniel Blevins messaged me. He said he wanted me to let you know Ethan Blevins is listening to your interview right now. He says you're a punk and that he's coming after you for that title.
Oh yeah, well, so. You tell Ethan, I'm coming to grapple with you, buddy. So be ready. I hope you can put on about 190 pounds.
Yeah, he's going to put on a little bit of weight. He's I think he's right about 50 pounds right now. That kid is a beast. No, for real, he said they're pulling for you guys tomorrow night. They wish you guys good luck. So, you know.
Hey, them boys over at Gator MMA, I mean, me and Cheyenne haven't trained over there in a little bit, you know, and, you know, Daniel's been going through a lot of things. For anyone who knows him, definitely keep his family in the prayers. But, let me tell you something. People over at Gator MMA, and I'm not just saying it, some of the greatest people I have trained with, they're always just open door. And if you want someone to have your back, it's definitely over there. Daniel Blevins, you know, the man doesn't have to, but he'll go out his way and message me, let me know or check how I'm doing when I'm cutting weight, you know. Or sometimes I've even had him scout my opponent, you know what I mean? He's just a good dude. And, you know, all it took was me to work with him a couple times. And, you know, the man's got my back now.
Yes, sir. Fewer, truer things have ever been spoken, man. He is from the day I've met him, been great to me at all times with lots of things, and by far a very generous person. If you can put up with his talking, the fact that he never shuts up, then you can.
he's got a passion for the sport, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, hell yeah, he does. Absolutely. Listen, man. Obviously, I'll see you tomorrow night, man. Before we let you go. You know, any shout-outs to any sponsors, supporters, any thank yous, and where people can find you on social media, man? Feel free to give any shout-outs that you want to give.
Well, everybody knows, you know, Facebook these days, big promotion tool there. So anyone of y'all that want to add me on Facebook, Tony Murphy. I also have a fight page, Tony T. Murph Murphy. I just want to thank Cheyenne and her family, like always. They support me more than I could ever ask for. Everybody, you know, AOL MMA, Frankie Ingrid, my Muay Thai coach, Dom, he helps me out still today. He's got my stand-up getting better and sharper, my footwork. Juice Plus, you know, I got to get on my Juice Plus right there, get all the vitamins and minerals. All my people at Hardcore Fitness Center and everybody in St. Petersburg, Florida, because I'm going to tell you right now, I probably got one of the biggest support systems I've ever seen, and I don't even have an undefeated record, but I tell you, them people down there, they'll stand up and they'll say my name no matter what.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, listen, Tony, you have a good night, man. Relax. Take it easy. I know you got an early morning, and I'll see you out there tomorrow night. I'll be looking forward to seeing both you and Cheyenne put on a good show.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. Chris, big boy, thanks for being cool and moving for your boy, Murph. And tomorrow night, man, y'all be ready for fireworks.
All right, Tony, you have a great night, man. I give my best to you and Cheyenne. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Take care.
All right, man. Tony T. Murph Murphy, man. The dude is not shy. Dude will say whatever he wants. He will even tell his girlfriend's average walk weight here on live radio. I hope he is not in trouble. I know it's like when it comes to fighters, I've learned when you're talking to fighters, even females, I've been really reluctant to ask a female about weight questions, even when she's a fighter and people know her weight, because it's like an etiquette thing. I was raised, you don't ask a woman her weight. You don't talk about a woman's weight. You just don't do it. And I think with MMA, there's a lenience there because it's a sport that revolves around weight classes. But I think that's the first time I think I've ever heard anybody give up a female's walk weight here on live radio, man. So Cheyenne, take it easy on him, man. I think hopefully he's not in trouble. I know they have. They have, like, the funniest ongoing prank war thing, man, and he got her really good last time. I know when we last talked to her, she was talking about how she was going to get him back. I just don't know that she can top what he did. So they have a pretty awesome little prank war. They usually post videos online, but always good to chat with Tony, man. Tony's got lots of good stuff to say. Very knowledgeable dude, a very passionate dude. And I think I love his statement there. Probably above most things I've heard by fighters, the fact that he says you know, he says, I don't have a great record. I'm a 500 fighter. I'm not undefeated. But be sure that I will spoil your night and you will remember me. So I think that's a pretty awesome statement. I think that speaks to the heart of a warrior. And it just, you know, from what I've seen of Tony when he fights, you know, whether he wins or loses, you know, and he puts on a good show. You know that if you see Tony Murphy on a fight card, that it's going to be a good fight. You know, it's going to be... it's going to be a fun night because you're going to see a brawl when Tony steps in the cage, and he's got a big time opponent this time. You know, Jared. I say this time, but let me rephrase that. He's got another big time opponent this time because he's had big time opponents throughout his whole career. But he comes out and he puts on a good show, man. And him and Jared Hayes, I think, are going to put on a great show tomorrow night for the middleweight title out there at Wesley Chapel Fight Night 7. I need to get a drink, man. I've been talking too much. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a quick song. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I'll talk a couple things real quick, and then we're going to go with we'll be with Chris Big Boy at about 10:50 p.m. So hang with us. We'll play a quick song. We'll be back here in a couple minutes. Let me see what I want to play. I think we're going with some Day to Remember. Here we go.
Black. Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Pro-Am Championship Belt, who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am Championship Belts, ProAmBelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am Belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am Championship Belts.
Yeah, let me add on to that. Nothing is cooler than having a Pro-Am belt in your hands. I happen to own one. It is phenomenal. I freaking love it. It's about 2 feet from me when I go to sleep every night. I love it. It is amazing. They do phenomenal job at Pro-Am Belts. They're one of our amazing sponsors here at Cage Zombies Radio, and they're one of our amazing sponsors with MMA Madhouse as well. So check them out. They do custom belts for anything. If you want to get a custom belt for your 15-year-old's, you know, birthday, or you want to get a custom belt for your son's bar mitzvah, they will freaking make it. It is, and they can make any type of custom belts you want. Put anything on it that you want. It is amazing. So check them out at proambelts.com, and we thank them very much for what they do here. And I thank them very much for the fact that I get one of their beautiful belts to take with me to all the fights. People always think I'm like this big, cool fighter, and I'm like, no, not a fighter. I'm not man enough to do that. So I appreciate it very much that we have a good relationship with them, and I was able to get one of those. So, yeah. All right, so let's see. We got a few minutes. What do we got coming up? There's big stuff coming up. We got Bellator tomorrow night. Let me look that up real quick. You got anything, Carr? If you got anything you want to cover, go ahead and go for it.
Well, you want to talk about any fights coming up and your opinion? You kind of put me on the spot just then. I know that we're not, you know, we're Cage Zombies and we're not Super Zombies and whatnot, but do you not think that Daniel Cormier and Dan Henderson kind of seems like a setup fight to kind of give Cormier a title shot? Because they're saying that Henderson and Cormier are going to fight. The winner gets a title shot after Gus.
Right. No, I don't think it's a setup. I think that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No,
I was
going to
say you can't ever count Dan Henderson out, but Dan Henderson against such a strong wrestler, it just kind of seems like this is kind of a hand me fight. Because if Dan Henderson wasn't winning that fight until he landed that right. So,
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Cheyenne said Tony's in a lot of trouble for saying her regular weight on the radio. Take it easy on him, Cheyenne. He was having a good time, man. Come on. Don't be a bully, Cheyenne. She's just bitter because he got her with such a good prank with that creepy old little doll thing. But that's all it is. Let it slide this one time, Cheyenne. It's all good. Those two are awesome. They really are. They're such a cool couple, and I think that it is really, I think it's really benefiting their career in a major way to be feeding off of each other and really being able to learn from each other and do good things together. So I think in the long run, I think, you know, watch out Rose and Pat Barry, because Tony Murphy and Cheyenne are coming, and it's going to be dangerous, man. These guys, they feed off each other with the great stuff they've got going on. They're going to both have big success, so Cheyenne, take it easy on them. No, I don't think it's a setup fight, because you're right. I think without that landing that big shot, Shogun's probably gets that fight. But that's the point. You know, if it wasn't for, we could say that about, you know, Anderson and Son and one. If it wasn't for that last minute triangle choke, Chael defeats Anderson Silva. But you know what? The fact is, Chael beat Anderson for 4.5 rounds. But in the last half of that fifth round, Anderson tapped him out. So Shogun might have been controlling the fight, looking like the better fighter that night. Dan Henderson knocked him out. Dan Henderson won the fight. So I think that catapults Dan Henderson into a better position. Now, with that said, I don't think it's any secret. We definitely know that you don't have to do much to get a title shot in the UFC. And they're handing them out to people these days. You know, Chael Sonnen was getting title fights. Chael was getting title fights after coming off of losses in title fights. So, you know, you get title fights like it's nothing. You know, you put together one or two wins, and then, okay, boom, you're the number one contender these days. So there's not much weight when it comes to, oh, he's a number one contender. But, you know, Dan's coming off of two split decision losses to Rashad and Lyoto. Definitely not, you know, any light fight there. The KO head kick to Vitor, that doesn't look great. But at the same time, Vitor was juicing in a major way. I love Vitor Belfort, but let's be honest, Vitor was on some major stuff. I think he was probably doing a little bit more than your average dose of TRT. So prior to those, you know, he's got four big wins. You know, he comes into the UFC. They've been throwing the top guys at him since coming into the UFC. I think, you know what, if Cormier right now, to me, is the top guy. And whether it's light heavyweight or heavyweight, I think Cormier should be getting a title shot, plain and simple. I think he should have got a title shot right when he came into the UFC, but he won't fight Cain Velasquez, and I get that. I'm cool with teammates not wanting to fight each other when they're that close. I've got no issues there. But so he drops to light heavyweight. And Gustafsson is obviously, if I'm not mistaken, Gustafsson is up next. Gustafsson's up next. Yeah, after Glover, Gustafsson goes next, I'm cool with it. Cormier, Henderson, the winner being the next in line for the title. I really don't think that's a setup at all, because I think Cormier is probably going to end up taking this fight. But I think this is a really cool matchup, a matchup that I'm excited to see. Honestly, I think it's awesome. I love Hendo, man. Freaking, I don't know. I think you got to be a complete idiot if you don't.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that 100%. But it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems, to me, the matchup, I think, like you said, it'll be an interesting fight, but how long will it be an interesting fight? Like, I don't know. It's just one of the fights I want to see, because I wonder what's actually going to happen. You can speculate all you want, but I really wonder how this is going to go down. It just seems like, I don't know. It can go either way, but it seems like it's kind of obvious which way it'll end up going, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm looking for, we're going to get ready to call Chris Big Boy here in the next minute or so. I'm looking for his number, and I can't find his phone number. Oh, my God. Sloppy planning by me this week. I do apologize. To wrap that up, I don't think it at all is a setup fight. I think that it's a good matchup. Obviously, Cormier's directly in the prime of his career, and Henderson's obviously at the tail end of his career. But I think that Henderson still has a lot of fight, and I don't think Cormier's walking over him. I think it's going to be a pretty legit matchup. So I'm excited to see what goes down. All right, here, I got Big Boy's number. And he's messaging me. He's probably listening to me right now. he messaged me his number. I'm a goof, Big Boy. I got it, man. I'm giving you a call right now. I love it. You know, that makes me feel pretty good that, you know, with these guys, we're going to have them guests on the show. They're already sitting back and listening to us. So I do. I appreciate Big Boy's support, man. Big Boy's been good to me, and that's why I keep bringing him on the show, even though people are probably like, man, that Big Boy guy again. How much more does he have to talk about? Well, you guys would be surprised. I don't think there's any end to what Big Boy's got to talk about. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and jump behind the scene and give him a call. If you have – here, let me send you this real quick. While I'm getting him hooked up on the line, just give a quick promo of tomorrow's Bellator card. I just messaged it over to you.
Okay. Okay, I'm waiting for this to load. And let's see what we've got to talk about as far as Bellator is concerned, because I'm not prepared for this one. This card. Although I was at Bellator a couple weekends ago when Pat Curran fought Daniel Strauss, and what a fight that was. I think everybody was on their feet at the end. That was one of the most amazing fights I've ever seen live. Let's see, heavyweight. On the main card, the main event, we have Chet Congo versus Menikov. My computer is acting crazy. Give me just 1 second. Sorry.
All right. I'm back with Big Boy. I got Big Boy already. I called Big Boy right, and then I forgot to click over and actually so that I could talk to him. So he's just kind of he's talking to himself for a minute. He's like, hello. But anyways, all right, let's do this. We'll come back to Bellator here in a little bit after Big Boy. But all right, so now we got Chris Big Boy ready to go. For the first time, we're going to get to talk to Chris Big Boy about a Chris Big Boy fight. So how you feeling, man?
Big Boy smash.
You know what, my man. I'm looking at this fight card. I didn't realize how many Tampa guys were on this fight card, man. We're stacking this fight card up in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, you know, when we did that Tampa versus Miami thing, we weren't doing too good during the Tampa fights, and I actually went back in the Tampa locker room and, like, kind of threw a temper tantrum. So, I mean, it wasn't much of a temper tantrum. Alon and those guys kind of laughed at me, but I was a little upset. So now we got this Alabama and Tampa thing going, and you know what? I got to represent Tampa, man. You know, I got Durbin following me up there, going up there with me. We got Cam up there. I got Dave Mundell up there that night. I got Billy up there. Man, we're going up there to show these folks that, you know what, we had an off night that night here in the RSU in Miami, but we ain't playing with you Southeastern boys. I'm in the best shape of my life, Matt. I really am. I'm walking around right now about 250. I've lost about 22 pounds since you last saw me. My camp's going good. Saturday night's going to be my last night. We're doing a little pep rally at Tigers World, where we're going to have like a little mock MMA event for just the fans and families. Friends and families of my people. We're just kind of doing an in-house thing to get me ready for next Saturday night. And, bro, I'm going to be honest with you right now. This is the best I've ever felt, and I'm out of retirement and look to see me fight twice this year.
Right on. I know you're looking to possibly fight on RFC in July too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. And I'm trying to get something, you know. I want to get 2 more wins under my belt. I want to start getting serious. I want to start taking it serious. I'm serious in the business aspect of it. So now it's time for me to get serious in my training aspect of it, too. And my students want to see me fight. My friends want to see me fight. You want to see me fight. So, I mean, I have to do it.
Yeah. No, I know we're focusing on your fight, and I want to do that. But I do want to ask briefly about this
Florida Promoters Association.
Yes, there you go. I didn't know if there was an official name for it yet. Tell us a little bit about what's coming together with that and the possibilities of what are going to happen if that does come together.
You know, at this point, the Florida Promoters Association is just a group of pioneers of MMA, Chris Hickman, Ross Kellen, Ralph Garcia, myself, Joe Valdez, and, you know, we got Tommy Sauer, who's actually running for county commissioner right now, so he's not in it, but you can assure yourself that he will be a part of it, the voice in it. And what we're doing right now is we're just kind of we're grouping together so that we can create an alliance so that we can all obey the laws and the understandings of the amateur rules. Okay, there's no loopholes in being an amateur. You guys can, whoever can sugarcoat whatever they want, but your purest amateur athlete is an NCAA college athlete. Now let's look at the rules of an NCAA athlete. They cannot have a manager. They cannot accept products. They cannot accept this. Now, granted, I understand these fighters getting expenses and will pay for the hotels. I do that, okay? But I can't afford to pay fighters, you know, the thousands of dollars that are amateur in a show. It just wouldn't happen for me. So what we're basically doing is creating an alliance and creating a communication board where we can communicate with each other's dates. We can communicate with the ticket prices and the commissions we're giving the fighters so that we don't scalp and cut each other's heads off. And we're also ensuring the future for the fighters, the fans, the radio announcers, and everybody else. I mean, if you guys, I mean, we can honestly keep going like we're going right now, but I promise you right now, if you keep going the way we're doing right now, someone's going to get hurt, someone's going to get their feelings hurt, someone's going to be offended, someone's going to get screwed. So we really need, you know, there's a boxing commission, there's no MMA commission. So we need to really start working together to make sure that this sport continues to go. And the reason why I say it, listen, I don't make any money in this sport, man. All right, I'm hand-to-mouth, paycheck to paycheck. But you wouldn't think that at the time that I put into this that I wouldn't be. You know, you think that I'm making money and I'm looking good, but I'm not. This is my heart, Matt. This is what kept me off the street. This is what kept me out of prison was this sport. And I'll be damned if I work my butt off for 10 years to get where I'm at right now for some nobody to step in and ruin my sport. And that's where and everyone agrees with me.
Right on, man. Yeah, I your statement there about there being a boxing commission and no MMA commission, I kind of toss and turn and furious about that day in and day out when I see how the boxing commission is towards MMA events and the fact that they don't know what they're doing, they don't care what they're doing, they're just trying to get their money, go home and do their thing, yet they put everything they have into the boxing events, covering the boxing events and making sure they're top-notch. They couldn't give a crap about MMA. They just want the money and the revenue from MMA, and there needs to be an MMA commission, and I'm glad that some things are coming together, and hopefully we can move towards having a true MMA commission here in the state, because Florida MMA is unparalleled, man. We have a legit scene down here all throughout the state, you know, Tampa, Miami, the north side of Florida, northwest, east coast, everywhere up and down the state of Florida has a crap load of MMA, good MMA. There's, you know, there's bad stuff out there from time to time, but the good MMA that prolongs, that sticks around, that has success and that sees great things happen, if everyone starts working together and kind of feeding off each other, planning dates, we put some sort of an official commission together that covers MMA specifically, focuses on MMA, regulating the rules that seem to be tossed aside and looked over from time to time. And if that stuff is regulated by a true commission that actually cares about the sport of MMA, amazing things will happen far and above what we can imagine. And I think that this is the first step in the right direction to making something like that take place.
Yeah, you know, and Matt, let me kind of correct, I mean, not correct you, but let me give you a second opinion about the Florida Boxing Commission. Honestly, they've done a good, fantastic job since MMA came in. You know, they have a job. They do their job. They do what they know best. It's not their fault that if they don't know all 100% of MMA, it's not. They're a boxing commission, and I understand that. You know, Frank, I've known him for a while. I was a fighter. You know, I've seen him at all these shows. That guy knows the business. He's a no BS type of commissioner, and he's an awesome one. But sometimes these guys' tables get a little full. Sometimes they need some help, and that's where we come in with the MMA commission. We still want to fund the boxing commission. We still want to help them. We still want to be a part of it, but we want to help regulate and negotiate the rules, you know, the dates, you know, the ticket percentage of an amateur can give, because everyone's confused. Everyone's like, oh, no, as long as it's a such-and-such nonprofit organization, an amateur can receive money. Listen, whatever. You say what you want. There's no loopholes. If there was a loophole for amateur, trust me, your boy Reggie Bush wouldn't have had to give up his Heisman, okay? And it works like that. I mean, here I am, a pro fighter. I've been training for 10 years now, working my butt off. The most I've ever made on a fight is a grand. And it's funny that I see some amateurs step up and make $2,000, $3,000 off the percentages of ticket sales, and the other fighter they're fighting only sold 2 tickets and only made $15. And it baffles me. You know, it baffles me that someone sells a bunch of tickets but then doesn't have an opponent, and now they're trying to get an opponent the last minute. It's just the common sense of the factor just doesn't make sense. Now, as a pro, yeah, you do get a commission on your ticket, but you're also guaranteed a minimum salary, a minimum base pay plus a win pay. That's what professionalism is all about. I'm not hardballing the amateurs. I'm not. I love it. You guys see me at all these amateur events. Matter of fact, I have my hands on every single amateur event around. You know, I help them out. These guys are my boys, and I have no problem doing it. But when it starts taking away from what I make my living on, the professional level, when it starts taking away from my friends, from my bosses, you know, from my family, then I say, hey, guys, we've got to step up. We've got to voice our opinions. We've all got to work together. You know, there's nobody that's blackballed out of the Florida Promoters Association, okay? There's nobody who's not going to be accepted into the group. But if they don't accept the rules that we put down, they will not be welcome in the group. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get back to your fight now. I see what I did there. I got you on a major rabbit trail. Yeah. All right. So coming to this fight, man. You know, your last fight didn't go down. You know, we've spoke before about the situation there, and that, you know, it is what it is. But this fight, you're solid. You're ready to go. Your opponent is Chase Sherman, if I'm not mistaken. You know, how are you feeling about this fight right now?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm going through a lot, and I need to release a lot in that cage, and this is the main reason why I do this. You know, I've tackled adversities. I've tackled my background. I've tackled everything, man, and I keep stepping forward. This is a great fight for me. I got this call about a month ago. Edson was the first one. Ralph and Edson both got a hold of me and said they need a heavyweight. This kid's 1-0. Let's look him up. You know, I watched the tape on Chase Sherman. He's a solid athlete. He's just not as experienced as me. He's not as technical as me. And he's probably not, you know, he's not going to be as strong as me. He made a comment about I'm stronger, I'm younger, I'm faster. He's wrong. I'm bigger than him. I'm stronger than him. I'm faster than him. You know, it's not going to work. You can't, it sounds good. You can keep telling yourself this, kid, but you're fighting big boy now. You're fighting a man. You're not fighting a kid in an amateur level. You're fighting a man. And one thing about it is we've trained for this fight. All we've, man, cardio, cardio, cardio. I just got done, man. You hear my voice? I just got done doing 25 minutes straight. I'm sweating. I'm hungry. But you know what, Matt? I'm ready for this. God put me on this earth for this. This is what I'm going to do. This kid is, I respect him. I respect Alan Belcher in the camp that he comes from. The kid's got a great career ahead of him and a great future. But I'm going to tell you what, on Saturday night, April 12th, he's going to get to feel both sides of the pro level. He's going to get to feel what a loss feels like. And, you know, it's going to help him. It's going to help him in the future, and it's going to help me too. I'm looking to possibly get this win, another win in me, and maybe start knocking on Bellator's door for one or two more fights and then give it up and just go back to the gym business.
Yeah, right on, man. Now, I mean, this is it's a really cool opportunity, you know, because Atlas Fights, you know, Paul does a good job up there with Atlas Fights. And like you said, you know, there's a good representation from our area down here and from that area. It's going to be a big night of fights. And you're also, you know, like you mentioned earlier, looking to fight at another RFC event, man. You know, what's the – you just mentioned there, you know, looking to get a couple fights and maybe get a chance with Bellator, man. Do you think that if you put together a couple wins here, you think that you got a good chance of maybe taking a Bellator fight, fighting on a bigger stage, you know, fighting and just kind of getting your message out there on that stage,
here's how I'll put it. This is me.
Yeah,
I'm
go
a
ahead.
Valuable person when it comes to the character, okay? My stocks as a fighter is pretty valuable. Everybody likes to listen to me. Everybody likes to see me fight. And in the past year, it's really motivated me to do better. You know, it's motivated me. People look up to me. People actually come to me for advice. And what it made me do is it made me realize that big boys got to stop living this big boy life. And he has to start working, living the Chris life. You know, I have to I'm an adult now. I can't be running around at 2 o'clock in the morning, club to club, hanging out with everybody just to be social. I have students. I have fans. I have people who I have to represent, such as the RFC, so I have to, you know, hold myself on the most professional level. But what I have to offer to the table is I have an amazing character. I bring a lot to a table in any MMA show, whether I'm a fighter, whether I do it all. You know, and I'm hoping that possibly these bigger shows will see that this kid is come up from the bottom. You know, I've been in the worst spot you can think, rock bottom. I've gone forward. I've had camps help me in the past. I might not be with those camps anymore, but big camps in Tampa, they took me off the street. You know, they accepted me. Ralph Garcia brought me in. Chris Hickman helped me. Now I'm with Joe Valdez and Anthony Gonzalez Jr. and Berto, and that's where I needed to be the whole time. These people are my family. These people are my friends. Edson. You know, these guys, Edson called me 2 days ago about his fight. You know what? He's one of the most amazing fighters Florida's ever had. He's fought just as many rounds as George St. Pierre in MMA. And the guy's amazing. And he's going to be cornering me in Mobile. And, you know, it's going to be awesome. I just want people to understand that if you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you set that goal, and even if you lose focus of it and you fall off the path of chasing that goal, there's no reason why you can't get back on that path and do it again. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. I'm 33 years old. You know, I'm not that old. But in the sport, they would call me old. But I'm only 1-1 as a pro right now. So what I'm trying to do is excel my character. Okay, and the person who taught me how to do that, and I'll say his name, was Monster Lobster, Alan Berube. He taught me that, hey, bro, I'm going to fight because just for fighting, I can promote my restaurant, and it can help my career more. And Monster used to do that, and I used to watch him do that, and he did good, and he promoted his restaurant, and it worked for him. It worked for the restaurant. Hey, I even benefited from it. Well, I learned that from him. I learned to sell myself. And now you see where Monster's at. He's a huge salesman, you know. He travels all around the world, one of the most talented salesmen probably ever the world ever seen, you know, and I learned that from him, and that's what I take with me. I take that there's no one that can keep me from what I want, whether it be a politician, whether it be anybody. No one's going to tell me that I can't do it. No one's going to tell me that I can't knock on Bellator's door or the UFC door and go, hey, man, that dude is actually pretty bad, you know, but maybe not. Maybe I go to Alabama and I find out that this ain't for me, but you know what? I don't think so. I think what it's going to be is it's going to be one of the best nights of my life. Tampa's going to represent. I'm going to be there with a lot of my family, my old family members from gyms, and I'm looking forward to maybe fixing some friendships with them. And it's time to start all over. It's time to create a new lease. It's time to make sure that this business, when I'm long and gone, is going to continue to go. And I know I don't have much clout in it, but I do have a big mouth, and I'm not scared of nothing. So I'll step up, and I'll voice my opinion anytime. But the main thing is, it's the value and it's the principle of the sport. We want this sport to continue. I want to see Tony Murphy go to the UFC. I want to see Abby Vasquez make it to the Bellator. I want to see Ivan Dovalgi in the UFC. I want to see these guys that I've trained with my entire career go the distance, and it'll make me feel better.
Right on, man. Very well said. I couldn't agree more with stuff like that, man. You know, people get wrong impression sometimes, and maybe don't really, you know, people don't ever, they don't seem to kind of always share your train of thought, but ultimately, man, you've got a deep passion for this sport, and I think you're doing great things, and I couldn't be happier with this Florida Promoters Association thing, man. It really is an awesome idea, and I want to see it come together, because I want to see all of these events start to flourish off one another, not just, you know, not flourishing off their own success, but flourishing off their own success as well as the success of their brothers and sisters in local other promotions. And, you know, and you got a true passion for what you're doing, man, and it shows big time.
Yeah, and, you know, and everybody, you know, sees that picture we posted the other day with those guys standing behind me and all that. And, you know, what that picture basically, the statement was saying was that we're here. It's time to organize, guys. And the ones whose feathers got flustered and the ones who threw fits were the ones that they knew that they need to change their ways, because we're coming. We're coming to fix everything. But it's not changing their ways for the better. I mean, for the worse, it's for the better. It's gonna help you have more shows. It's going to help you make sure you have enough fighters, because what happens is if you don't have enough fighters for your show, like a promotion happened tonight, all you got to do is call the Florida Promotions Association, and we might make it happen for you. You know, we're not going to let you make something bad. I don't want anyone coming to my town and throwing a crappy show, and then everybody like, oh, man, the MMA show. Doesn't Big Boy do MMA? That's what happens every time. Now I've teamed up with Alfred and David Joseph with the SCF. You know, everyone's like, oh, Big Boy's a matchmaker for the SCF now, all that. It's not true. What Big Boy is Big Boy is a helper. I'm an assistant director with them. I'm just like I am with Matt Gary. Matt Gary makes his own cards the week before the fight. I come in and fix them when the guys start backing out or the guys start acting like they don't want to fight. Same thing I'm going to do with the SCF. It's the same thing that I'll do to help Ralph. Ralph could call me at the World Class Fight League, lost 5 fighters at weigh-ins. Ralph could call me, and I would do everything I could to make it happen. Same thing with Ross. That's the way it works. And all those guys are part of the Florida Promoters Association. They've all agreed to the standards. They've all agreed to the rules. And you know what? I will bend over backwards for them. And that's how I feel, because I feel that the rules and the regulations that we've enforced and that we've come up with will help the sport, help the promoters, help the fighters, and ensure a future for amateur MMA in Florida.
Right on, man.
I sound like a politician, bro.
Slightly. I was just thinking the same thing, just a little bit, man. Sound like you're running for a campaign or something here.
I'll honestly tell you, bro, every time I walk away from the sport, every time I leave the gym, I miss it, because this is my life. I was put on this earth to do it. And until I found this sport, I was a lost cause. I was getting in trouble. We all know my past. We all know it. But when I found this sport, it saved my life. And you hear these guys, all their stories, all their whatever. I don't care what their story was. Mine was different. Everybody's story is different. If it wasn't for this sport, if it wasn't for Joe Valdez, if it wasn't for the guys who helped me in the past, if it wasn't for Anthony Gonzalez Jr., bro, you guys would not know me. I would be probably one of the guys standing there holding a sign on the side of the road that said, we'll beat somebody up for food. So this is my life, brother. This is everything. Dude, you guys are my brothers. You are my brother. I will do anything for you guys. I'll probably beat someone up for you guys. You know, that's how loyal I am to this sport and to the people in it.
Right on, man. Listen, big boy, man, thank you for joining us. I know you got sponsors and shout-outs to give to people, man, so why don't you go ahead and give your shout-outs to whoever you want.
Listen, the thing that helps us as fighters are these sponsors, guys. You professional fighters, you've got to market yourself. Amateur fighters, you don't need a manager to do it. Social network, create relationships with people. My number one sponsor, Renee Adams and Pro Way Recycling. That woman is another one who's touched me and changed my life. Burton Gonzalez, we know Burton Gonzalez, we know about him. You know what, Anthony Gonzalez Jr., he's my father. He is my other dad right now. I call him Fidel. RFC and Joe Valdez, David Joseph, Florida Championship Fighting, they sponsored me, man. They want to see a professional. They see the potential. My good friend Pamela Adams over in St. Pete, she's got an awesome painting company, Gulf Coast Painting and Waterproofing. Listen, this girl, they can change, make a house look brand new. I mean, she's amazing at it. I've known her for a while. She's done jiu-jitsu. She worked at Monte Lapsa with me. Now she owns her own painting business. She's kicking butt, and she supports local MMA. The 365 Boost guys, you see them getting out of there? Listen, that drink really works, man. I mean, I had cramps so bad the night before last, and I drank one of them, and it went away, and I was able to keep training. So these things work. They're kid-friendly. I got my gear that I'm wearing for the fight. It's going to be Macho Fighter. It's going to be filled with sponsors, so I'm going to try to leave his logo where someone can see it. But I have so many sponsors, and if I forgot any, Doggy House. Listen, if anybody is trying to rent, buy, sell, or do anything with a house, my boy Mark Maeda's got a new company he started. It's called Doggy House. I know it sounds like a dog walking company, but listen, it's awesome. It's blowing up. This guy sponsored me. He's wanting to sponsor other fighters. He's wanting to sponsor shows. Get with me if you need sponsors. I'll help all the fighters as much as I can. You know, the sport was built around prize fighting and around the money that you receive from it. Sponsors help us out. Sponsors get us to the next level. Sponsors make it to where we can travel. Sponsors make it to where we can eat right. You know what I mean? We don't make much as fighters, but these sponsors really help me. Other than that, I want to thank God for putting me on this earth and letting me walk around and breathe every day and knowing that I'm a sinner and knowing that I'm bad, but he still takes care of me. All my friends, all my family, my new daughter, Ariana, you guys, Matt, the best radio show in town, your new little sidekick who sounds hot, but hey, my name is Big Boy. Had to do it, guys. Had to do it. You know, I'm looking forward to this year, looking forward to possibly getting in the RFC in July, too, if we can find a good opponent. April 12th is coming. I got about 3-4 more days of hard training left, and then I'm going to chill out for the rest of the time and get ready to go. And, bro, I hope to see everybody out there. They got cheap hotels up there. Come and watch Tampa represent. I'm going to tell you right now that me and Durbin are going to hurt somebody. So I hope Paul got his deductibles and all his insurance right. And I'm doing my job. I'm telling you, guys.
I love it, big boy.
I'm doing my job on Saturday. Okay? And they better have the paramedics
right on,
there. And that referee better be good. And that ref's going to save that boy. But I'm doing my job on Saturday. And I'm telling you all right now, I'm going to keep going. And if anyone needs anything from me anytime, you call me or you hit me up on Facebook. You understand? One last shout-out right here. Listen, this Saturday, my boy Steve Broman from World Class Martial Arts is going to Mud Run. It's called Mud Run. It's going to be at Lake Park in Tampa. The first wave is 8 o'clock. Be down there, Mo.
classic big boy. Listen, bro, thank you for joining us, man. You have a great night, man. I'll see you around soon.
All right, love you guys. Love you, fans. Thank you so much. God bless.
All right,
good
big
night.
Boy. never shy, never without something to say, man. Chris Big Boy Jensen, dude. The guy, I don't think there's any mistake. There's no way to overlook or underestimate this guy's passion for the sport. And I want to add on what he said about MMA saving lives. I've talked with numerous fighters who have made that statement, and every time I hear it, it drives me, man. It drives me to support these guys and to make sure that these guys are known, that people know these guys, that people know their struggle, that people know that they what they've been through, and the fact that the sport that people look at as barbaric and as just human cockfighting, it saves lives. I will preach it until my dying breath, that this sport saves lives. This sport has changed numerous people's lives who otherwise might be in jail, might be in prison, might be dead out there doing stuff that they shouldn't have been doing, breaking the law in one way or another. But the fact is, they got into a gym somewhere, they learned some jiu-jitsu, or they learned some judo, or they learned some wrestling, and whatever the hell it was that they learned it. They got into a gym, they got into a family. People think that when you step into a gym, you're just there to kick somebody's ass, you're just there to try and prove you're a man. You're there to be a family, you're there to learn, to grow from each other, to really flourish as a human being, to press yourself to heights and to depths that you never thought were humanly imaginable, but are imaginable through the case of martial arts. I urge people to get into a martial arts gym, find a local gym in your area, check out your martial arts gym, get your kids involved in martial arts. If you don't want your kids to fight, that's whatever. Martial arts are a beautiful, beautiful way to learn self-discipline, to better yourself, better your life, better your mentality, better your spirituality. It will affect every aspect of your life in a major way if you just open your heart, you open your mind, and you let it. So I love when I hear guys come on this show, or when I talk to guys and they say MMA saves lives, because beyond any reasonable doubt, it absolutely saves people's lives, and it is an amazing thing. And the days of just reckless human cage fighting are over. This is an organized, professional, beautiful sport. And whether you're going to fight or not, get into a martial arts gym and learn some martial arts and better yourself in every way that you can. And that's what I have to say.
Well, and that was said perfectly. You gave me goosebumps. You did. Because that is so true.
I get so fired up on that, you know, because I hear people say that a lot, you know. So many people say that, and it's true. You know, so many people's lives have been affected. You know, Tony Murphy, he said he doesn't like to bank on his growing up as an excuse. You know, he just likes to build things for himself. But he had a rough upbringing. Big Boy had a rough upbringing. We've talked to so many people that have had these rough lives in one way or not, and they've somehow gotten into MMA. They've found the sport in one way or another, or they found not even just MMA. Let me break it down to just martial arts in general, because it's not all about mixed martial arts fighting, but just martial arts, learning martial arts, adapting that into your life will change the way you think, will change the way you live, it will change the way you act, it will change the way that you treat other people. You know, you learn a respect and a discipline that I don't think can really be taught elsewhere. I've grown up with a Christian family upbringing, which I wouldn't change for anything. I love the way I was raised. I had a phenomenal family. My only drawback is the fact that I didn't find martial arts until into my adulthood. I wish I would have found it as a child, because it is an amazing thing. I think that everybody should have the opportunity to try some form of martial arts and just get out there, because it will do great things for you. And so many people that have come from bad lifestyles have found their way into fighting and have been able to turn their lives around, do better things, and pay it forward. And I think the most important thing you do in life, in whatever aspect, and I'm going to get even off of MMA, whatever you do in life, paying it forward is probably the best thing that you can give back to this world and give back to other people. And I think that is, I see that so much throughout MMA. You have a guy who has a successful MMA career, or maybe an unsuccessful one. Maybe he was a sucky fighter, but when he retires, he opens a gym, and he runs kids programs, or he does this where he volunteers at a YMCA, or he volunteers at a local rec center and teaches kids martial arts, and he's paying it forward. And I think that's the best thing that you can do in life. And I think that is a 100% relation to the sport of mixed martial arts and the martial arts in general, that paying it forward helps the sport grow, and it is an amazing thing, and it is an amazing way to save lives. So that's about all I've got to say tonight. I know that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, but I want to thank Kari, most of all, thank you for joining me tonight and sitting and kicking it with me for here for a little while. We typically run 10 to midnight, but since this week was kind of just, it was crappy planning on my part, which I do apologize for. We're going to just cut it short a little bit tonight, run a little bit of a shorter show. I want to thank Kari, like I said, thank you for joining me, sweetheart. You're such a, you're so awesome. You do a great job up there, and I couldn't be happier to be representing the same website. You know, I've for the longest time called you and Caitlin the Royal Ladies of MMA, and I hold true to that statement because both of you do such a wonderful job. And pretty much any time I hit you up or something, I hit you up on a matter of, I think, I don't know if it was this morning or last night, and said, hey, you know, I need you to do the show this week. And, you know, right, or there was no hesitation. You're like, okay, you know, your only question was, why is Spencer being such a sissy? But that's neither here nor there. So, nah,
Spencer,
I love
yes,
I love the crap out of Spencer Kirksey, man. I got no, I'm not talking any crap against him. He's my boy. I absolutely love that kid. But yeah, Kari, thank you for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure having you, even though I kind of just rambled on for the entire hour and a half. But
honestly, tonight have probably been two of the best interviews that I've ever been a part of or ever listened to. They flowed. Both of these guys were amazing interviews, and you absolutely killed it. I caught myself sitting back and just listening, which I apologize to you for that because I'm usually a little bit more talkative at least, but really tonight was an amazing show, and I'm really glad that I was a part of it. So thank you for having me on.
Hey, not a problem. You're always welcome here with us at Cage Zombies. I know I think Spencer would agree with me completely that we love you here, and you've done a great job every time we've asked you to come on. To Tony Murphy and Chris Big Boy, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. Obviously got mad love and respect for both of those guys, and, you know, they're doing big things here, and I've seen a lot of change in Tony Murphy since I first kind of was introduced to who he was. My first impression of him was, don't mess with that guy because he'll rip your head off just for the hell of it. But he seems a little hard on the around the edges, a little rough around the edges, you know. But Tony Murphy's a great dude, and I've seen him kind of grow and change a lot since the first time I saw him fight or kind of knew who he was. And I think that's awesome. I just love seeing the progression in his career, and I love seeing – I really can't say enough about him and Cheyenne and how awesome they are together and how awesome they are for each other. I just think they're such a cool couple, and they just they do such a good job just feeding each other's fire, and I think that's going to go a long way in this field. To Big Boy, man, Big Boy is one of the most passionate people I know. You know, I think sometimes – I've only ever had good times with Big Boy, and he's been real good to me since I first met him, and I think sometimes he rubs people the wrong way, and I think people just need to kind of open their mind, give him a chance. The guy's got great passion for the sport, and he's doing big things, and all he wants is to see the sport grow, flourish, and just become as good as it can be. So I want to thank both of them for joining us. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We wouldn't be here without you guys. I seriously have a deep love for each and every one of our amazing sponsors here at Cage Zombies. To my boy Spencer, I missed you tonight, buddy. We'll see you next Thursday. I'm excited. Next Thursday we might have we should almost certainly have Jim the Beast Ehlers joining us on the day of his UFC debut the day before. We're gonna have to figure out how it works out because he's gonna be in Abu Dhabi and he wants to do the show next week. So we're gonna figure that out. I think it'll be first thing in the morning on the day of the fight, but we'll see how it works out. And if we're able to work it out to get him on the show, since obviously he's going to be in Abu Dhabi, we're definitely going to do it because I talked with him earlier today and he wants to come on the show. And I'm just psyched for this guy. This guy's put in the work and the focus, the determination, and he's got the heart. And I think that he's absolutely going to tear apart the UFC featherweight division. So psyched for him to have this opportunity. Next weekend's a big weekend in MMA. I got a lot of shows I wanted to talk about tonight, but we still have next week's show, so I'm going to promo those shows next week. But we got a lot going on. Obviously, UFC going to be here in Orlando in a couple weeks. Josh the Man fighting on that card. Josh, I've gotten to know him a little bit. Obviously, he came off the Ultimate Fighter and just has done some awesome things. And I freaking love the guy. I've had the chance to talk with him a few times. He co-owns Combat Night with Mitchell Chamali. And he's a good dude. Josh is an awesome dude. And I mean, I don't know how many people knock people out with double punches from a rear mount, but this guy's done it multiple times, and he's just freaking awesome. So But yeah, that's going to pretty much wrap it up for us tonight. I'm just kind of going, but I want to thank everybody that was part of the show. It was awesome, man. Like I said, I apologize for the poor planning this week, but I think this came together as a really good show. The lovely Kari obviously joined me and did a badass job sitting back listening to me all night. But as always, you can check both me and Kari, our workout at MMAMadhouse.com. Keep up to date with local MMA. We got teams all over the world. Oh, I want to say a big shout-out to the Sea Monster. I don't remember if I said it on last week's show. Sea Monster did come back with a second-round TKO victory for his first fight back in nearly 2 years. Freaking love love the Sea Monster, man. Such an awesome dude, and I'm pumped for him to get back in the cage and get the win. Want to give a shout-out to Aaron Rajman, who made his pro debut tonight down at MTC 1 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I apologize, I don't know the full name of the MTC promotion. It's their very first event down there. So congratulations to Aaron Rajman. Won a decision. I don't remember if it was split or unanimous, but won by decision. It was a pretty bloody fight from what I'm told. So big ups to Aaron. Want to get him on the show here soon. I've been telling it to him forever, and I keep letting him down. So I apologize to Aaron, but we're going to get him hooked up on the show here soon. Just pumped for that. I'm just rolling. I wanted to end the show like 20 minutes ago, but I'm just rolling here. I just got some feedback. I got feedback from a big-time guy who said who's pumped, wants to come on the show. So I'm going to try and get him hooked up. I don't want to name drop, but we're talking World Series of Fighting. Top-level guy here who's just messaged me back about getting on the show here the next coming week. So we'll get that. I'm going to get that put together. But anyways, thank you, everybody, who was part of this show. Thank you to Carl the Madman, to Skippy, Lapati, Chris Gregory, Jason London, our entire team at MMA Madhouse for all that they're doing week in and week out, the phenomenal job that we have, the phenomenal team that we have here and the great job that everybody does. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Carl, I love this guy, man. I want to tattoo his face on my chest. I just love Carl Mortensen with every ounce of my being. And that's it, man. I'm on a roll, man. I'm just freaking like, I'm freaking fired up here. I'm trying to end the show, but I just keep talking. I'm freaking fired up now. They got me, Big Boy got me going now about this MMA saves lives. And I'm telling you, I got my adrenaline is just like, it's just I feel like I could freaking rip a wall down right now. I don't know what the hell's the matter with me, but God, man, dang it. All right, I'm trying to end this show here. All right, thank you, everybody, for being part of the show tonight. We'll be back next Thursday, Cage Zombies Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Unnameable, unchainable, zombie, unsizzled, undainable. Run for your life, what? Bone. I'll never see that guy.